They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through yet again today, as you do each and every day, to learn something about the world of business. And today, we're continuing our program series, talking with individuals who have launched a business during the pandemic. And with us is Shirley McLeod. Shirley is part of the husband-wife duo that have recently opened up a franchise called Tint World. We're going to find out more about them, Tint World, and why in the heck would anybody open up a business during a pandemic? Shirley, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've made time to speak with us today.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Let's start with you guys, Shirley and your husband, Earl. Tell us about your business background first, and then we'll get into Tint World and the pandemic.
Okay. My husband has a background in engineering and project management, has had a lot of jobs with large corporations over the years. I myself have been a jack of all trades, have owned a business before, nothing to this magnitude. So this is quite a venture on both of our parts.
Yeah, and your other business featured what, Shirley?
It featured candy. I'm an expert in candy, and then cars are a hobby of mine. So
okay, so you've done what so many people have said not to do, turned your hobby into a business, yes?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk a little bit about what is Tint World, because before I found you guys, I knew nothing about this company. Since then, I've done a little bit of background on it. It's a franchise operation and been in business for some time and have operations all over. So tell us a little bit about Tint World first, and then we'll find out why you guys decided to go that way.
Okay. Tint World originated in 1982, primarily started in Florida and has been in those southern states. Slowly moving towards the Midwest. There are 100 franchises throughout the U.S. and in 4 different countries right now. It's a little deceiving with the name. People think that we only do tint, but we really do all of the things. We do tint, we do remote start, we do stereos, we do ceramic coating, paint protection film, wraps, truck accessories.
Back up. Back up just a minute, for Shirley. Did you say porcelain? I'm sorry.
Ceramic coatings.
Ceramic coatings on what?
On vehicles or boats.
Really?
So that's a nice protective paint coating that makes you never have to wax again. It's really fabulous.
Huh. All right. I've just learned something and didn't know that existed. So you're doing all this stuff to cars and boats and trucks and vans and stuff.
Correct.
Any mechanical work outside of making things look pretty?
Probably the biggest mechanical thing that we do is probably like a lift kit. We don't do, you know, like engine work or that type of things, but right. We do quite a few lift kits and accessory type things.
All right. Because I don't have one, what is a lift kit?
That's when you take your pickup and lift it higher to accommodate those bigger wheels.
Got it. Okay. I have seen some of those. Yes. All right. So
quite popular here in the Midwest, I might say.
Yeah, right. To help us get through the flooding. Tell us, okay, so here's this franchise, 100 stores, multiple countries, started in Florida in 82. What was it about Tint World that excited you guys enough to say, okay, we're going to open a business and it's going to be a franchise with this business that's centered in Florida?
Right. So we did a lot of research and we looked at various items. I did not want to get into anything in the restaurant field where you have a complete turnover of employees constantly. I wanted something where, you know, it was a trade and an experienced, skilled person that you could give a good wage to and hopefully retain them. So this business model impressed me. Tint World impressed me. We went out for a visit and we toured some of the franchises with the corporate, and then we did some on our own. And every person that we interviewed and spoke to said, yes, they would do this again.
Well, that's pretty good recommendation, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And I felt like their business model and their marketing especially was something that I was interested in. If you're going to start a business like this, you need somebody who's an expert in marketing. So in the Midwest, I didn't feel like Tint was going to be a big thing. So they market heavily for remote starts and other things for us. But I was surprised to find out that Tint really is a big thing in the Midwest.
It is amongst a certain segment of individuals, for sure. Yes. So tell us, because I'm interested, our core business is an advertising and marketing agency. So tell us a little bit about how Tint World markets their franchisees.
Tint World has their own marketing department, and they have we have something where we get leads, leads are coming into our websites. Mm-hmm. They are working really hard on social media for us, and you know, they're doing all the things with Yelp and Google, and they're really just out on the forefront doing all the latest things to help market our businesses.
Got it. All right. And so let's go back to the whole idea of being an entrepreneur in a pandemic. You know, I heard you say that you weren't interested in opening a restaurant. You know, the failure rate of those is astronomical, as well as now that sometimes we're open, sometimes we're not, and all the other social distancing measures that are in place, and turnover of staff, I get it. That was one conclusion. But then you looked at Tint World and you said, yeah, let's go. But here we are in the midst of COVID-19, and you say, let's open it up anyway. That took a lot of guts, yeah?
Yes, it did. And it has been a journey.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think our biggest struggles during COVID were hiring and actually getting product because of all of the, factories that are down working at half staff or things. So that has been a little bit longer process. Again, small business loans were a little bit longer process because there were so many businesses that were affected and those types of things. But overall, the car industry has stayed fairly strong during the pandemic.
And so you folks got an SBA, correct? Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So an SBA loan to open up a business. We had a conversation about a week or so ago on the phone, and you were telling me that things altered quickly for you several times with your operation to open.
Yes, we had a few struggles with maintaining a space, a little juggling there. Things got put on the back burner, and then we found a new space in February before the pandemic hit. We're working with our SBA, and then the pandemic hit, so we kind of our loan got put to the back front or to the back burner, and we weren't sure when things were going to get rolling, but they did, and things just went fast from about the end of April on. So
got it. So your opening date was in April, or when?
That was when we were signing leases and getting everything ready and finishing up. We actually did not open until September, and that was more with. Wow. The employee portion of the thing. There was a lot of difficulty in finding correct employees.
Yeah, and you know that's going on all over the place. The stat that we had on the NewsHour not too long ago, there are 2.5 workers for every job that's out there. But finding the correct people can be tough. And that's usually what all of us in business run up against, is finding the people who can do the job and who want to show up. Was that one of your struggles?
Yes. And also with, you know, at that point, they were making more, some of them on unemployment and didn't want to go out during the pandemic because it's a scary thing. So
sure.
I understand that as well.
All right. So we opened up in September, Tint World. We're talking with Shirley McLeod, ladies and gentlemen, a new franchisee owner who has opened her shop during the pandemic, which is gutsy. So tell us a little bit about business now that we are in fall of 2020. How are things going?
Actually, pretty well. September, we went pretty gangbusters, and October is typically a slower month, but we're still seeing some steady study business and obviously getting into some different types of business now where the tinting is less and the remote starts and the winter type items are becoming more.
Who is your core customer? How would you describe who your core customer seems to be, at least at this point?
Oh, we've been trying to track that. And that's an interesting question. Of course, in Iowa, every third vehicle is a pickup.
Yeah.
So the pickup owners are a huge part of our business. But it's very varied. You know, we go from the 16-year-old kids who want tint on their windows to the, you know, $70,000 Audi owners that want the ceramic coating and the paint protection film. So it's a very broad audience.
And here in the Iowa weather, anyway, one of the concerns is rust and protection of the vehicle. Would that be correct?
Yes.
As we approach winter and get into the season, where do you think your marketing push is going to be? I mean, do you push the remote starts and the sound systems and lift kits and things like that?
Yes, we'll be pushing the ceramic coating and the paint protection film with all the salt on the roads. Right. It's always a great idea to get that paint protected before you start getting the elements. The remote starts kind of market themselves. When the minute it turns cold, the phone starts ringing. So
yeah,
those are the things we'll probably focus on in the winter months.
If you had all of this to do over again, and as you said, you started this way back in February and then finally was able to get some traction in April, didn't physically open until September. If you had all this to do over again, what outside of maybe not having a pandemic on our hands, what would you have done differently?
Actually, I don't think we would have done anything different. The franchise model is very helpful, have a good support system there. I think, you know, we did the best we could under the circumstances and we're still waiting on some products, but otherwise everything has turned out well.
Most franchise operations require, final question for you, by the way, most franchise operations require you to use branded items in the shop or in the store. Same with Tint World, yes?
We do have some branded items. Tint World is large enough that they can actually have our branding, you know, our own branding on a lot of products, which is nice.
And then we talked a little bit. I just lied to you. I said it was the final question, but let me come back to this. One of the stories we had not too very long ago, as a matter of fact, we had a couple of experts from the trucking industry out of Chicago on with us talking about the issue of supply chain and trucking and moving products across the country or from wherever. You indicated that was one of the stopping points or one of the pain points that you're experiencing. Is that still going on? Has it gotten any better? Or what do you foresee?
It is slowly getting better. I will tell you that stereo equipment has been our biggest struggle, getting those items in.
Yeah, electronics, generally not manufactured in the United States, but overseas, usually in Asia. And there have been many roadblocks with regard to that, both from an economic policy standpoint as well as just transportation and getting things to the United States. Interesting story. Well, congratulations. We're glad that you've decided to do this. I think it's really brave. We've been talking with Shirley McLeod. She and her husband, Earl, have just recently opened up a franchise called Tint World. And we will have, of course, links to their website and to Tint World's website up on our radio blog. So, Shirley, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Once again, that's the voice of Shirley McLeod, who, with her husband, Earl, just opened up a Tint World franchise. And yeah, we will have links for Tint World and for their franchise up on our radio blog. This is part of our ongoing series about people who have struck out on their own during the pandemic. Interesting stuff. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Shirley McLeod, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.